Telematics car tracking firm CarTrack released their interim results today. For the 6 months ended August 2019, the company reported robust numbers. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization rose 28% to 480 million rand, with headline earnings per share also rising by the same margin, 28% to 72.2 cents. And operating profit was up 24% to 316 million rand. Shareholders are getting a half year dividend of 20 cents a share. To unpack the story behind the numbers, I'm joined on the line by Zach Callisto. He's the CEO at CarTrack. Thanks very much, Zach, for joining us. So your car tracking subscriber numbers grew nicely, over 20%, pardon me, to over 1 million customers. So what are some of the incentives that you're using to attract new customers?
Hi, Nimple.
Hi.
I think we're not using any specific incentives. I think it's really the value that we're creating and that the price bracket that we're adding, the value that we're creating for customers. So we're seeing a huge demand for our services, for our platforms, and we continue to grow and we're consistent with our historical growth.
Yes.
So it's quite... You know, as we increase our distribution, we're able to capture more customers and to service more customers.
Yes.
Both commercial and consumer.
Just sticking to the growth story, going forward, do you anticipate that, you know, there's scope for you to continue to grow at these kind of levels, double digits?
Well, we're expecting a good second half, very much in line with our first half, continue the same trend. And in the foreseeable future, we genuinely believe that we will continue to have double-digit growth. I think the markets internationally, South Africa, it's underpenetrated. The amount of services that we bring on, it's really value for, it's a lot of value for both commercials and consumers. So
yeah.
we believe that will be the case, that there will be continuous value.
So as I mentioned in the introduction, your other metrics are looking very positive indeed. EBITDA up 28%, operating profit up 24%, and obviously very healthy revenues. Your revenues were up about 19%, supported, I suppose, as well by your increased subscribership numbers. Just give us your assessment of these metrics.
Well, I think if you look at our subscription revenue, for us it's more important than our total revenue, which is 26%, and if you look at our subscriber growth, 22%, if you look at our EBITDA, 28%, and our operating profit up 24%. You know, they're all sort of in line, and we believe these growths are, we will continue seeing them in the second half of the year.
So we often hear about the difficult economic climate that we're all operating in. And one of the sectors you service is the business sector, providing truck fleet services. What was the fresh uptake for those services in the period under review, given the current economic backdrop?
Well, we've grown both in consumer and in commercial. But clearly our commercial is a bigger growth than consumer on a percentage terms.
Mm.
And that is because businesses have to be more watchful of the looking after their assets, looking after their expenses, and being able to be more customer-centric with our platforms. They're able to service their customers better. And today, having our technology is no longer an advantage. It's just an equalizer.
Yes.
If you don't have our type of, you're unable to compete in the current competitive market. So, you know, luckily, we're fortunate that our technology helps in a booming economy. There's demand in depressed market. People need to look at the expenses and optimizing their customer service.
So as part of your offering, you're able to give companies a full view of what's happening with their fleets at any given time. How do you ensure that this information is only accessible to them and that other third parties can't get hold of the same information? Presumably you spend a lot of money in terms of cyber protection.
So we've got quite a lot of protection and security around our platforms. And, our users, our subscribers, have got passwords. But if they're not careful in safekeeping their passwords, then, it opens it up.
Yes.
To other people to be able to view the driver behavior and the vehicles on the system.
I suppose it's analogous to the relationship that a client has with a bank. The bank will give you your card and your PIN, but it's up to you how you use it.
It's exactly that. It's really the safety on how our customers keep the safety of the happens.
So you guys pride yourselves on a good track record with being able to recover stolen vehicles with the aid of telematics technology. But what are your observations around car crime in the period under review? Is it still bad or is it trending lower or what? And what generally is your recovery rate?
So our recovery rate is this. We audit our recovery rate. You know, we perhaps the only tracking company that audits our recovery rate. Our recovery rate sits at 92%. And in our, based on our experience, crime has actually increased in the last 18 months.
Hmm.
But that's based on our pool of vehicles and our statistics.
Yes. So in dealing with households, private customers, is there any evidence that shows that consumers are under pressure? We know that your subscribership has gone up, but are you seeing instances where people are downgrading the services that they contract from you or even cancelling altogether?
There's definitely a lot of pressure, especially on the consumer market. And it really is up to us to, we're fortunate because we're in a position that we're adding a lot of value to the customer, and it's very much up to us to communicate that value to the customers and to retain customers, because our cost of acquisition is not cheap to get a customer. And we really do our best to accommodate our customers and to look after our customers.
So as your business grows, are you also growing jobs numbers within the company, or that's not necessarily the case because you're very much a technology company?
You know, we're very much a technology company, undoubtedly, but we've still got a huge service element. We've got a huge distribution element. And with distribution, we employ a lot of technicians, a lot of salespeople, and we've also got to service our customers from call center perspective. So our staff count is closing to 3,000 people now. You probably look at about 3-4 years ago, we had 1,500 people. So we continue to employ. Right now, I've just signed off to employ another 300 jobs in South Africa.
Okay. So you indicate that you plan to continue to invest in technology. Is there anything specifically that you're eyeing in terms of investment? And being cash flush, would you fund that from cash from operations, or would there be an element of debt as well?
Well, we don't really like debt. We've got enough cash in our business, and we can fund a lot of our growth. Currently, we've actually improved our balance sheet. We've got a bit of debt on our balance sheet. It's not much. And we believe with the current rate, we'll still be able to pay out good dividends and have no debt in the near future on our balance sheet.
And just tell us how you're doing in the other geographies that you operate in.
Well, South Africa is actually our slowest growing geography at this point in time. Asia is the biggest. Europe is the second biggest. But this is obviously coming from a lower base. But if we look at our business 5 years ago or 6 years ago, 5% to 6% of our business was outside South Africa. Right now, it's 27%.
Wow.
That's despite us growing in the region of about 20% in South Africa.
So what's the outlook for the balance of the financial year?
Well, we believe it's in line with the first 6 months, and the same trend will continue.
Okay, super. Thanks very much, Zach, for your time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That was Zach Callisto. He's the CEO at CarTrack.